time for Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. An Oregon man gave his RV to a woman and her three kids after she lost her home in those California wildfires. It's so nice to see people doing amazing things. The man who owns his own bar and several people came, they're on their way to volunteer in California. He gave one of the volunteers his number and said, if they found anyone who could use his RV, hey, call me. Well, guess what? A few days later, he received a call and was told about a woman who needed an RV for her and her three kids. He said people in the community filled the RV with donations to hand out when he got to California. So that is incredible.
That is so, so precious.
A 73-year-old Vietnam vet, his name's Stanley, passed away in Omaha, Nebraska last Sunday, and nobody, this is so sad, could locate any of his family in the area. So the local newspaper there ran a one-line announcement that said anyone who wanted to go to his funeral was welcome to attend. Well, here's the power of radio. A local radio host also talked about it on the show and said he was going to go and encouraged his listeners to join him. Well, no one got the exact head count, but guys, there was at least 400 people there. And one estimate said it's more like 1,500. The chaplain at the ceremony said this is the first time in the cemetery history that he's ever seen a crowd that big.
That's awesome.
Oh, so, that's so sweet.
This person that served our country had no family, but everybody was there. It was just incredible. And the photo is really powerful. I'm going to post it up on the Need to Know News blog at joeandalexshow.com so you can see that. Now I know why my wife was asking me a bunch of questions last night about, hey, do you like pajamas? I just saw this information. Taco Bell is rolling out a holiday apparel collection. The wearables include knit sweaters, PJs, t-shirts, socks, and onesies. The clothes come in Taco Bell's, colors, orange, red, and yellow. You can also get them in a fun Taco Bell sauce packet.
I thought print. Taco Bell colors were like yellow and purple.
I think that's traditional, but now they're getting like new flavor. You know what I mean? Like how we have a new Joe and Alex Show logo. You got to keep it fresh.
Would you wear those? Do you wear pajamas? Because you don't sleep in pajamas.
I sleep naked. I think that's the best way because your body naturally can cool out. I wouldn't sleep in pajamas if my wife got them for me, even though I told her I didn't want them. Maybe I do now. But I might lounge around on a Saturday or Sunday around home just, doing my thing. But even when I'm at home, I like to be naked.
Ugh.
Just natural.
Your poor wife. No, I'm just kidding.
Kidding me? My lucky neighbors, they get to see it all. And let's see here. Finally, according to a new survey, 85% of people say they aren't in their dream job. Two-thirds don't think they'll ever be in their dream job. Now, I'm not trying to bring you down, but let me give you some of the dream jobs here. They say a writer, an entrepreneur, property developer, an actor or an actress, author, business person, maybe somebody that owns a hotel or a bed and breakfast. Another thing was being a doctor or just some kind of medical job, environmental, and finally anything in the financial sector. They say that would be their dream job, these people that were surveyed. Let me ask you this, and maybe you are in it right now, but if you weren't doing radio, what would your dream job be, Alex? What would you love to be doing?
Like writing cartoons.
Okay.
Like coming up with concepts for cartoons for like Nickelodeon.
Now, would you want to voice them? Because you're always doing weird voices behind the scenes here. It's kind of scary sometimes.
I would want to voice one. That would be my ultimate dream. I just feel like maybe I'm not good enough for that.
Are you joking?
Come on.
I'm not good at acting, but I'm good at writing.
Your Minion voice, like, it makes me so happy.
So that's what I would want to do.
All right. Pork Chop, the producer of the show here. What would you want to do?
I think I'd be a really good commercial writer. Like writing commercials?
Interesting.
Not like TV commercials, like writing scripts and producing, and I feel like you guys think that's dumb.
Riveting.
Okay, I don't think it's dumb. I don't know. I'm shocked.
No, I could give an example. Do you remember the Doritos Super Bowl halftime commercial thing?
Oh, yeah. Not this again. God.
No, I told you this off the air. I don't think I've told anyone else.
I think it should be off air. Go ahead.
Really?
No, I want to know.
Okay.
Come on.
So I submitted for this 7 years ago, and my video was actually one of the top 20. It hit 11th highest rated in the world.
What?
Whoa.
Right? And so, anyways, my commercial, so it didn't make number one. I didn't win $1 million. But 7 years later, this month, Pepsi made a commercial just like mine.
No way.
I swear, you know what? I can't wait to show you. I'm going to show you the videos right when we're off the mics here. It's ridiculous. My video was so good. Mine was for Doritos. And then Pepsi went and made theirs. And that's owned by Frito-Lay. the same company.
Oh, well, let's put them up. Let's put the swipe up link on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show so people can watch them and compare the two to see if they ripped your idea off, okay?
And listen to me. I have no doubt in my mind that they ripped my idea.
At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.
Like I said, I didn't want to go down that wormhole, but hey.
Wow.
I get so mad. Every time I see that darn commercial on TV, I'm like, that's mine.
Live the web girl.
Yeah. So my dream career would probably be like a loser from a bachelorette season.
A loser?
Yeah, someone who loses and like doesn't actually end up having to like marry or like be engaged to the guy, but like then becomes like a social influencer.
I was gonna say you want to be a social influencer.
Dream job, but I want to be a part of the bachelorette crew. You know,
you just want clout.
For sure. Clout all day. My dream job is clout. There it is.
Okay. Well, good luck with your dreams there. For me, I think I would want to be a police officer.
What?
A teacher.
What?
What?
Or a first responder.
No.
You need to shut up.
I do not even believe this.
No.
I can't see you in any of these jobs.
You would be a food critic.
I am. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you'd be
like a competitive
eater.
Alex would be the food critic. It's not a nugget.
She
this is terrible.
She wouldn't try it.
That's true. I'm too picky of an
eater. First of all, my family, like I'm originally from Michigan. My family is everything from county sheriffs to state police. Uh-huh. I have a majority of family members that serve in the law enforcement community or local municipalities. They're all involved with that.
I'm so surprised.
So you have
the most shocking dream job, I think.
And I love teaching people. I try to teach Liv, but she doesn't learn.
But you're not patient. That's why I'm like, you struggle with patience like I do. Mm. We are both similar in that. And I am shocked that you'd want to be a teacher. I feel like you'd be like, everyone's on my nerves.
I think the best teacher on the show would be Porkchop.
I do too.
Oh, for sure.
He's just warm.
Now, Alex, to be fair, I don't think you're fully grasping because I didn't say what would I be a dream job and be good at. I just said I'd like to do it. I'd be the teacher like the one that fought the kid in California. Like, I'd get tired of the kid.
I could see you punch
the little kid in the face like, shut up.
I could see you in finance helping people budget because you are so strategic and stuff with saving money.
Anytime anyone would come to them with their finances, he would get so stressed out
and
so angry that he's like, you spent what on groceries?
Save it.
Let's show what other people thinking right there. All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.